from WHYY in Philadelphia.
Hello, friends and listeners of LNR Amplified, and welcome to this special announcement. It is big news. News that may shock and surprise you. News that will hopefully thrill you to action. And news that could possibly chill you to the bone. And I think it's something that will speak to the concerns that some of you may have expressed in chat rooms and comment forums. Yes, I read those comments, such as username Wurt2347, who posted of LNR Amplified, "Great, please update. It's been a million billion months. Why?" Sad eyes, sad eyes, sad eyes, sad eyes, sad eyes, teardrop, 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 cry face, upset face, update, in all caps. You can't just leave us with a cliffhanger. Okay, a few things here. I know it's been a little while, but it hasn't been a million billion months. That would be like a trillion gazillion years. And secondly, can't just leave you with a cliffhanger? Of course I can just leave you with a cliffhanger. That's our entire deal. I should just end this announcement right now and not come back for a bazillion weeks. But I won't. On a similar theme, user DJFKHVFUEJVNFJ writes, "Make sure, please, there be more. I need more. It's so good, we need more seasons and more episodes. Please, 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 please." Well, okay, yes, this does sort of get at it. And I know it's been a while since the end of season 4. Things have been happening in the world, and, you know, band-aid off, this announcement is not about new episodes. Yet. This is an announcement about a brand new LNR Amplified adventure. Book. Yes, a novel. It's out now in the real world. Novels are like podcasts for your eyes, or like TV with only the captions on a black screen. And now there's one of these books out there called LNR Amplified and the Trouble with Mind Control. Look it up. You can find it in any of those places you find books, like stores, or the internet. Specifically, you can find more info at lnramplified.com, but really, it's not hard to find. So that's our big news. It's pretty cool, right? Right? Okay. You wish I had more, don't you? All right. What do I have here? Okay. Check this out.
Have you thought about your LNR voice besides not being British? Oh, great. We're ready to go, John. Dun, 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 dun. It's the Radio Adventures of LNR Amplified.
This is tape from the very first time we recorded lines for LNR Amplified.
So that's what's in these large vats.
Of course that's what's in the vats. I'm sorry, let me flip the page. Of course that's what's in the vats. And soon, when my supercomputers finish their calculations, my high-powered laser will cut a hole through the rocky cavern straight into Union City's water reservoir.
And check this out. This was the first time I heard Scott, the actor, do a very particular voice.
And we're clear. Great show, LNR.
That was my Barry. I changed him.
Okay.
And we're clear. Great show, LNR.
Thanks, Mr. Richman. It was pretty hairy.
I'm Barry.
Oh.
That's right. He was trying out voices and just reading the script, and he read Barry's lines as Con Shonery. Originally, when I was listening back to this, I couldn't stop laughing, so I created an entire character around that voice. That recording session was for the pilot episode, but not the one you heard. We created a test episode first, and then made some changes to it, and we never ever released it. Here, this is a little bit of that episode, from when LNR first tricks Lars Torso and Professor Ignomi.
The professor must pay you really well.
Actually, he claims the university reduced his budget. I have been meaning to discuss my compensation package.
Lars, you're my henchman. We don't discuss compensation packages. I tell you which of my enemies to grab and where to move my supercomputers and my lasers, and you do it.
That's not a very reasonable employer-employee relationship, Professor.
I think I was quite clear in the job posting, seeking large, hulking man-beasts who can move heavy machinery and not as... Great Jesus, Ghost! Look out! She's gotten a hold of the high-powered laser!
This laser?
Yeah, I think we were leaning a bit too much on the workplace humor there. Okay, what else? Here's Beth cracking up as Angela Brandt.
With good old-fashioned science, that's how. Here at Megablurg, we've got the best science around. Science is science, science.
That's silly.
Sorry. Do it again.
Sorry.
And here's Krista. You know her as Eleanor. I've given her some tongue twisters in the past, but this might have been her least favorite.
And launch his supercomputer AI, Compunop. I can't talk. And launch his supercomputer AI, Compunopatron. Compunometron. I mean, are you even going to get that in there?
Another thing I like to do is make the actors yell really loud, or scream, or holler, and I'll usually make them do it over and over again. Like this time with Kevin.
Stop calling me Vinny! Mm-hmm.
Drag it out a little longer.
Vinny!
And you know those scenes with a crowd of people, like in the courtroom in season one, or at the Renaissance Fair in season two? I recorded those with a bunch of my office coworkers during our lunch hours. But they had no idea what I was asking them to do, so I had to coach them through it.
Okay, we'll do, real quick, we'll do three different gasps, again, kind of upping the ampage each time, so. We'll just do them one after the other. Three, two. Okay. All right. Hail, Lord Brimlore.
Hail, Lord Brimlore.
Make sense?
Yeah.
That's right. It's a little weird. Go with it.
Brynmore?
Right, that's the cadence. Three, two...
Hail, Lord Brynmore!
All during recording, we'd have to record different actors' lines at different times, just because scheduling four people to be in a room together is surprisingly hard. But here's a time when I had all four actors in the same place, and we recorded one of my favorite sequences.
Different characters?
Different, this character doing different characters.
It's me playing Katharine Hepburn, playing different characters.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Direct me.
All right, I'm ready. Here we go. Director. Quiet on my set, please. Quiet. Lights, camera, action.
You do more yelling?
Yeah. Quiet on the set! I need lights, camera, action!
Barnaby, it's you. It's always been you.
Oh, Cecilia. Come away with me to Morocco, and let's start that butterfly refuge.
Yes, yes! A million butterflies, yes!
I want to see this movie.
Yeah. I know, me too. I want to see all these movies.
Cut! Check the gate!
Check the gate!
Wardrobe!
Wardrobe!
Perfect.
Ah, this has been fun. What were we talking about? Oh, right, the book. There's a book now, with a whole new Eleanor Amplified adventure. And if you're hungry for more, hint hint, Wirt 2347, you should consider checking it out. Again, EleanorAmplified.com or some other big online retailer. Or, even better, go to a library. It's called Eleanor Amplified and the Trouble with Mind Control. Okay, I think that's about it. It's been really nice hanging out with you again. And, of course. There's another thing. There's a whole... I almost forgot. I do have this other big thing that I was going to mention. It's actually a pretty big deal. In fact, we're 2347. You definitely want to hear this. It has to do with one of the central mysteries of the show. And honestly, one of the biggest plot holes that I never addressed. It has everything to do with